TaxAct knows filing your taxes can be complicated, and that's why we have live experts to help you with any questions. They can hold your hand through the process beginning to end. Metaphorically, of course. I mean, they can't actually hold your hand in person. I suppose you could hold your computer mouse while you chat with the expert about capital gains or whatever, which is sort of like holding hands. Sorry, point is, our tax experts can make filing easier. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
If your small business is booming, you might say,
cha-ching!
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there!
And we'll help your growing business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon Tierney is back. Last week he explained how to use a urinal. This week, how to blow your nose. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to blow noses today, Kieran. It's something that...
Each other's or our own?
I think we'll stick with our own for the moment.
Okay, but, yeah. Maybe another day.
Maybe another day. It's one of those things where people have different techniques. And I found that there's four different types of nose blowers, which I'll come to in a moment. Mm. But the reason we're looking at this today is because over the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to teach my four-year-old how to blow her nose.
Okay.
And it's a learned behavior. This is not, it's not nature over nurture. It's nurture over nature.
Well, nature has provided a way of clearing our nose. We have a nose-shaped, we have a finger-shaped hole at the end of our nose. We have two finger-shaped holes at the end of our nose. If science has taught us anything, it's that one fits inside the other, like a plug in a socket.
Yeah, you could say the same thing about other anatomical devices as well. But it's in Portuguese, they say festa de nariz, which means festival of the nose. This is what we say when my wife is Portuguese, when they put their finger up their nose, we say, now festa de nariz, no festival of the nose today.
Wow.
No party up
there. Festival of the nose. I like that. That's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So I was trying to research, okay, how do I teach a four-year-old how to blow her nose? Because whenever I tried to do it, she just gives a little... kind of, there's no force behind it.
Yeah.
So I found two techniques really helpful.
Okay.
The first is called the tissue test, right? So you take a single piece of tissue and you ask them to blow it to make it move using their mouth. Very easy. And then you ask them to close their mouth, put their hand over their mouth and try to move the paper, which is 3 centimeters from their face, using only the power of their nose.
Oh, very good.
So it's almost like it becomes a game. And then they do that and they see it moving. And she loved that. I was doing this last night.
Yeah.
And then you move it a little bit further away and it's harder to blow the second time because of the distance.
Yeah.
So she has to blow harder. And then you keep moving it further away.
Until snots fly out her nose.
And they literally did and landed on the carpet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it was a win. The other way to do it is to do the foggy mirror test where you take a little makeup mirror and you put it in front of her face and you ask her to make the mirror foggy using her breath. Then you ask her to close her mouth, put her hand over her mouth and do it with her nose. Similar concept. Both were great crack, actually. We had it was like a little bonding session.
I've just always, whenever my kids are doing that kind of limp kind of snort, as you described it, the kind of, you know, and not much in it. I always tell them to imagine they're trying to blow their brains out of their nose.
That's really
helpful. Just imagine you want to blow your brains out of your nostrils onto the tissue. Yeah, and they really give it socks.
Yeah, that's great.
And if they're young enough, you can kind of tell them you see some brain in there.
We actually
see some brain in there.
My sister actually got a great game for the kids at Christmas called Gooey Louie. And it's basically, probably seen this.
Yeah.
And it all comes out through the nose. If you have young kids, look up Gooey Louie. It's great fun. Now, in terms of etiquette, Kieran, is something that we try to touch on how to do stuff. My grandmother always taught me, and I'm sure some of your listeners will relate to this, that when you're at the dinner table and you need to blow your nose, you should leave the room. Mm. And go to the bathroom or at least somewhere else because you don't want to evacuate your nostrils while other people are trying
There's very few parts of your body you should evacuate at the dinner table.
Very, very few. Apart from maybe your mouth, if you want to discharge a few witty words during the conversation.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I tried this last night at the dinner table. The four of us were sat around and I said, excuse me, Gigi, Danny, Ingrid. And I left and I went out to the sitting room, closed the door and blew my nose ferociously.
Yeah.
And then returned. And they were aghast. What were you doing? Where are you going? It disrupted the entire meal.
Yeah. I think I respect your grandmother's old-fashioned sense of etiquette, but I think we've moved past as
so
a society.
If you were at a dinner party, not with kids, but with your peers, would you comfortably pull out your linen handkerchief, Kieran, and discharge everything?
Yeah, I would. The real question is whether, when you do it, you look inside it to see what you've blown out.
I thought you were going to say whether you look at the other diners while you're doing it.
I maintain eye contact without blinking with the person sitting across from me while I blow my nose.
That's
it's really freaky.
Yeah, no, you're not going to examine the contents.
I think I do it without even realizing.
Really?
Oh, I think it's all part of the one movement. As the tissue comes away, it opens up, you look inside.
No, that's desperate. Now, in terms of types of blowers, I've tried to break it down into four. There's the main types of nose blowers that I've come across. You've got the polite puffer, which is the person who does a gentle, neat little blow, and it's all very tidy, and you don't really notice it.
Yeah.
The second is the honker. This is someone who makes a very, very loud sound. They sound like a distressed goose, or they sound almost like, a female donkey who's going through a difficult labour.
Can I add him now? My Uncle George is a great honker. I was always amazed by it.
Yeah,
wished I could. When I was younger, I wished I was able to do it as well. The whole house would hear it.
It's amazing. And it's sudden and it's alarming.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you jump.
Yeah,
you
know, it's like, amazing.
Yeah, it's almost a performative element to it. The third one is the tentative sniffler. This is someone who I always get sat beside on the bus. This is someone who takes a long time over cleaning their nose. They kind of give a very limp and feeble attempt to blow their nose. They usually have a very well-used paper tissue that's kind of shredded and stained and has probably been living in their pocket for the past several days. They take a long time over it. They nurse it. It's almost like they're enjoying the process of teasing out that last little thing that's left in the nose. They're my pet peeve. The fourth one is the desperate blower. Now, you've all come across, you've definitely come across someone like this. This is someone who's literally bent over at a 90 degree angle. They look like they're trying to pass a troublesome stool. They are really going for it because they feel that there's something left in their nose that they can't quite get out. And what they've mistaken here, this is a classic thing. I was reading up some ENT doctors online last night. And what they've mistaken is membrane inflammation for congestion. Mm-hmm. So it feels as if there's still phlegm inside their nose. But what it actually is, when you have a cold or something like that, you have a sniffle, is that the inside tissue lining of your nose becomes inflamed. It becomes enlarged.
Okay.
And your brain is telling you that there's something in there, but there isn't. It's just your airway has become trapped.
See, so that's what's happening there.
Yeah.
Sneezing then. I mean, how does all of this extend towards the sneeze?
Yeah. When I was in school, it was a good friend of mine and he only sneezed in groups of 10. As in, whenever he sneezed, we would always be like, here we go. And he would sneeze 10 times.
I thought he would only do it in a group of 10 people.
But he would wait. I need 10 people.
Yeah.
Come on, I've got 9. One more, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
No, when he set off, it would go on for almost a minute. There'd be 10 sneezes in a row. It was extraordinary. He'd be exhausted by the end. He'd almost have to go for a shower.
Wow.
Yeah. So sneezing, the funny thing about this for me, right, is, Kieran, I sneezed this morning, yesterday afternoon here on the floor.
Yeah.
And my colleague who sits opposite me, she said, I know you're an atheist, Simon, but bless you. I thought,
well, you can still accept a blessing.
And do you know what I said to her? I said, I need people like you to say that to me, to look out for me. And I accept your prayer.
Yeah.
And I hope it works.
Yeah. So deep down, all atheists are just agnostics, really. Hedging your bet, Simon. That's what you're doing. Definitely you're just worried. You're just worried.
On my deathbed, there might be a sudden conversion.
Oh, there will happen. Yeah.
Kieran, we're kind of an anomalous in the English language because other languages don't actually say, they don't invoke God when somebody as a response when somebody sneezes. Like if you think of French, Italian and Portuguese.
In Irish, though, we do, don't we?
In Irish, yeah. We say Jialing. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But in French, they say Sante. Portuguese, they say Saúde. And in Italian, they say salute.
I'll say sláinte is really what we should start saying, is
that's
it?
Exactly what we should say. To your health. The Portuguese, the Brazilians and the Portuguese use the exact same word when they're toasting with a beverage as they do in response to when somebody sneezes. Saúde. So I think we, as a modern, progressive, secularizing society, should replace Jialing, August, God bless you, with sláinte.
I like that. I like that. I particularly like, though, the Festival of the Nose. What was that again?
Festa de Nariz.
Festa de Nariz. Simon Tierney, thank you very much. Simon will be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
If your small business is booming and ready to expand, you might say something like,
it's happening!
Booyah!
Yeah!
Crushed it.
But if you need someone who can actually help protect your growing business, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, your State Farm agent can help you get the coverage you need for your new space. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.